EDEX has implemented a data purging system that's configured in a way that is analogous to AWIPS 1. EDEX's purging uses plugin-specific purge rules.xml files that tell the purging system how to work. The purge rules.xml files preserve the ability to have version-based and/or retention time-based purging. There's also a default purge rules.xml file that specifies what the purging should be if no rule exists for a particular type of file. In essence, the default baseline purge rule is to keep 1 day's worth of files. As with other default files that are in common static base, your site version should go in common static site. The purge rules are editable using the localization perspective and can be found in the D2D section. The information contained in the purge rules.xml files correspond exactly to the fields in the AWIPS 1 pipe delimited purge info.txt files as described in Chapter 11 of the AWIPS 1 System Manager's Manual. Consult that documentation for more information, as well as the attachment in the reference tab. Here's an excerpt from the grid purge rules.xml file. You might notice that there's a default rule to keep 2 runs of each model for up to a week, but then there are model-by-model exceptions. These exceptions are handled by including a key, which for grid is info.datasetid. The key corresponds to a field in the database. In this case, datasetid is a field in the grid info table. Any key that is specified in a purge rules.xml file must be defined in a corresponding path keys XML file that's located under common static. It's possible to define multiple keys. The satellite purge rules file is an example of that because it keys off both the sector and observing element of the satellite. Note that the path keys files are not editable using the localization perspective. They are also used for purposes other than purging.